You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time now, 4:07 PM on Monday afternoon, and it is the day before we go to the polls. I've spent the last 2 hours, really, talking about different aspects of tomorrow's elections. 7 to 7, folks. Polls are open 7 to 7, and one of the most high-profile races that we've got going on right now is the race for governor, which I've said before multiple times, even today, that I have never seen an incumbent governor with that much name ID, that much money, that many endorsements, not be able to poll above 50%. So right now, what we're looking at is very likely going to see a runoff in the race for governor after tomorrow night. If that happens, one of the people most likely to take KIV to a runoff is Tim James, who's on the phone with us right now. Tim James, how you doing today?
Phil, good Monday afternoon. Good to be on the show. Hope you're well. Good to talk
to you. Yes, sir. All doing fine here. Well, listen, you're down to it, man. You wake up tomorrow morning, go to the polls, and vote for yourself. But how's the energy level?
The energy level is good. We feel, we're kind of laughing. You know, the scripture, Paul said, you do all you can do, and then you stand. And that's where we are. This, I think I've got one more call, a radio after this, and it's done, and we let the votes get cast and let the chips fall where they may. But I can tell you that we have the momentum is with this campaign. We're rising, and we expect that we're going to do very, very well tomorrow, and I think we're going to win this election the way because the issues that matter to the people of this state are the things that we're talking about. And as you know, when you challenge an incumbent, the decision point is this: do I want to keep the same person in office to lead this state for the next 4 years, or do I want to elect somebody new to take the state in a new direction? And I think that's where we are.
Well, and I don't disagree with that. And I think that's a classic, or it's classically illustrated by the fact that, like I said a moment ago, that she's got every reason on paper to be polling above 50% quite easily, but yet she's drawn so many contenders. And at the same time, she can't get her numbers above 50, at least not on a regular basis. So let me ask you this, Tim, as you're making the rounds, seeing people shaking hands, making phone calls, you've been really hitting her pretty hard on what I would call fiscal issues and social issues. You've got the LGBTQ school down in Birmingham. You've got also the gas tax, which is kind of a fiscal issue and big spending. What do you think's resonating more with the voters when you're talking to people?
Well, Phil, this is what I think. This is what I think I see, and I have been all over this state like a rabbit over the last 4 or 5 days on a bus tour. We call it the Fight Back Express. And this race has shifted in the last 2 weeks to an economic race, a pocketbook race. And it's the gas tax and the price of gas is symptomatic of a bigger issue that this governor is dealing with. And I can tell you that people are hurting across this state. You hear politicians say they're having to choose between gas and food. Well, the truth of the matter is people really are having to choose between gas and other things that other needs of Alabamians. So it is a serious issue. Late last week, I got asked a question, all right, what would you do if you're governor today? And I proposed this to the governor, haven't heard a peep, but this is what I would do. If I was governor today, number one, I would pause all of the state tax on gasoline today. It's a pause. I do it by executive order. It's 30 cents a gallon. Gas today is $4.38 or something. Immediate gives people immediate relief today. Number two, today I would call a special session in Montgomery. I would call the legislature in, and on the call there would be two issues that I would deal with. Number one, I would isolate to remove a vote to remove the sales tax on essential groceries forever. That puts money directly back into Alabamians' pockets immediately. And then number three, I would rebate what's left of the $1.5 billion surplus that came into the state coffers this year alone. And that would put tremendous amounts of money back into people's pockets. Remember, that money does not belong to Kay Ivey. That money does not belong to the legislature. That is the people's money, and it needs to be, instead of being spent, given away like Santa Claus on stuff that really doesn't matter, it needs to be returned to the people. Now, this is not going to fix the bigger issues, but this certainly will have an effect on working families trying to struggle through this time right now, because it is inflationary. Food is up anywhere from 10 to 14% this year alone.
Well, it certainly is, and I think economics are driving the train in a big way. I mean, there's so many things out there with woke corporations and other things that are social in their scale that I think still resonate, but I believe you're right. I think right now that the pain at the pump, the pain at the grocery store, the inability to buy the necessities of life that you used to be able to buy for sometimes a third less than what you're paying for it now, that definitely drives the train. So Tim, let me ask you this, though. There's a whole slate full of candidates on the Republican side. Mm-hmm. You're seen largely as the leader of the pack against Kay Ivey. Some polls have showed you and Lindy Blanchard most recently very close to each other, but right now I would say you're probably still the top contender. Now, has there been any discussion? I mean, all those folks who are running against Kay Ivey are running against Kay Ivey. So in the event of a runoff, which I believe could happen, are all of those going to swing their votes behind whoever takes number two and takes her to a runoff?
Well, I obviously hope so. And I, you know, the polls are a little better than that. We have good numbers right now. And that's why we're under an attack from both Kay and Lindy. And that's fine. I mean, that's a good sign. We like it. You know, they can take the punches. And but obviously you hope the remaining candidates who did not make it will fall in with us against, you know, if in the event of a direct runoff. And that includes Lindy Blanchard and, of course, Lou Burdett and Pastor Odell and the other guys. And they're good people. Everybody has fought their guts out on this race, and everybody's had something to say. But we'll have to run the race and see what the top two. I think we'll be there. And I think it's going to be a shocker to the state, and it's going to rattle the cages in Montgomery, because this is not, they did not see this coming. We started sensing this about a month ago where we really were, and I think we're going to surprise a lot of people, and we're going to win this primary and then win this election, and we're going to take this state back and give it back to the people instead of the special interest and all the rest of, and the crazy woke corporations and all the rest of them here in Alabama.
Well, fair enough. So here we are in the final hours before you head to the polls. And I'm curious, what's on your slate besides another radio show? Are y'all going to have an evening off, or you got a full evening all the way to the very end?
Tonight, Phil. How's that? I'm going to sleep in my own bed. And I'm looking forward to that. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to get up. I think I'll probably get a run in the morning. Makes you feel better, get a good sweat, right? And then Angela and I are going to vote around 10 o'clock. All my children are here, all my grandchildren. We're going to have an event. We're going to watch our party, whatever you want to call it, where we watch the returns in Montgomery at Dreamland, a barbecue right downtown, which is, I think we're staying in one of the hotels right down the street, and we hope to have a big crowd and a victorious night, and then we'll wake up the next morning, which would be Wednesday, and go from there and see where we are.
All right. Well, Tim James, you've been on this show multiple times. I can't say the same for Kay Ivey. In fact, Kay has not been on the stage with any of y'all at all throughout this campaign, if I recall correctly.
Nope, she hasn't. But I've enjoyed getting to know you better. And you have a great show. And, you know, right now, Phil, my message, I'd like to just speak to your listeners, if you'd let me. I want to ask for your vote. This is a Republican primary. Turnout is everything. And I can promise you, if you elect me governor, I will do everything in my power to protect your children, your children's children from these attacks that are coming at us from all quarters of the nation. And I need you also to get 10 friends, get your family, get them out to vote, and let's win this thing, turn Alabama around. And I can assure you, and I promise, that Alabama is going to lead the nation in the years ahead, because Alabama is going to stand for what is right, for its righteousness, which is we will live by God's moral law. We will return this state and lead this nation back to its Judeo-Christian foundation, and that's what really matters.
All right, Tim James, best of luck to you. We look forward to the results tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens then. And in the meantime, enjoy getting a good night's rest in your own bed.
I will. Thank you, Phil. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Tim. You take care. All right, Copper, move us to a break. But there it is, folks. That's my last candidate to have on the air before we go to the polls. I do have, I think Casey Wardinski is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon before the polls close. But yeah, that's the last candidate on the show today before the polls open tomorrow morning at 7. All right, folks. Man, that's been some more kind of a show. We're still going, though. It's only 4:18. We got plenty more. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.